Hi, this is Brian Hartram recording for Main Menu. In a recent edition of Infotech, I recorded an in-depth article about the subject of chatting using the PC. In other words, using your own voice to communicate with other people right across the world. It doesn't matter which country you live in, you can participate in and use this wonderful internet connectivity you have to be able to talk to people at no extra cost to you. I really hope you enjoyed the article, and if you have any feedback, please feel free to contact me. It's the kind of article that you would normally expect within my Infotech magazine, and if you feel that you'd like to hear more of the same, then please do contact me, or better still, visit my website at www.hartgen.org.uk and have a look at all the goodies that we have available on there.
Are you looking for a place to relax? Come into the Blues Bar for the People. It's a good place to be for stimulating conversation, music, jams, and relaxation, most importantly of all.
As technology becomes more sophisticated, and as we are becoming more informed, we are using that technology to better effect, and making more and more demands on it. We are now putting computers to all kinds of uses. Towards the end of last year, I spent some time on Infotech talking about how it was possible to instantly chat with your family and friends through Microsoft MSN Messenger. Although I demonstrated primarily chatting using the keyboard, I did talk a little bit about speaking to people wherever they are in the world using your natural voice. The ability to hear the spoken voice with considerable clarity is truly amazing. Communities can be established, alleviating social isolation. Voice chat has tremendous educational value as well, as people are able to instruct others online. Indeed, I'm about to start training people using this method because, as well as bringing together people from all parts of the world, which is a tremendous thing to be able to do, the resources are available to make the training very affordable, and you don't have to leave your own home to be able to take part. More about that later. What I'd like to do mainly in this article is to discuss some of the benefits which are available through talking to other people via your PC, and also to show you how you would go about that, how you would set the whole process up and what it's like. In order to do that, I've launched myself, I think, into a bit of an ambitious project because I've got two computers set up connected to the sound mixer in order to achieve the effect that I want to create. But first of all, let's get down to talking about what it is that you do need under normal circumstances, not my circumstances. Obviously, you need a microphone in order to be able to talk to people. You also need a pair of speakers or a pair of headphones in order to be able to listen to the incoming conversation. You also need Internet Explorer 5 or 6. And the other thing you obviously need is a sound card in your computer. Now, because you're listening to Infotech, clearly you're visually impaired, and therefore you want to have good screen reading access as well as the ability to be able to hear the incoming conversation. So obviously what I'm saying is you need a multi-channel sound card. Most computers these days are equipped with multi-channel sound cards, not just for this purpose, but also for listening to other audio content on the World Wide Web, such as radio stations. So it's highly likely, especially if you've purchased your computer in recent times, that you're going to have a multi-channel sound card installed. A Sound Blaster Live would be a good example of a multi-channel sound card. Now, in a short while, I'll be showing you how to configure the volume levels for both your speakers and also your microphone, so you'll get a good idea as to how that works, and then we'll go and explore the chat client itself. Now, I've used the phrase chat client a couple of times. What does that mean? Well, the chat client is the interface which is going to link your computer effectively with the server on which the communication can take place. And one chat client which allows us to talk to people online is the Chatterbox chat client from Simple Software. This is a chat client which is sold by audiotips.com. That's www.audio-tips.com. And it's very easy for visually impaired people to set up and use, which is one of the reasons why the blind and partially sighted community in this area is growing. You're also going to get really good technical support. The founder of Audio Tips is located in the United States. His name's George Byes, and he's very good at giving excellent technical support. He's visually impaired himself, so he's well aware of the difficulties that visually impaired people face, and the support is received in a very timely manner. So if you actually do send him an email, you're going to get a response within a reasonable period of time. The Chatterbox chat client allows you to do a variety of things, including voice chatting, of course, text chat, and sharing files, etc. We'll be looking at some of the options available to you later on. This software has not been developed for blind people. We are not the sole client group for whom the software was intended. So how accessible is it? It's very usable. There are configuration files available from a variety of sources, both for JAWS and WindowEyes, but they are not absolutely necessary, they're just nice to have. This means that you'll be able to successfully use the chat client with whatever screen reader you have, for example using the JAWS or WindowEyes cursors, or HAL and Supernova's virtual focus mode. When you use the Chatterbox chat client, you are conversing in a chat room. This is either a public or a private environment, and in both situations there is usually a limit to the number of people who can participate in the chat room, and there is a way of finding out that information, and also who is speaking, and the total number of people in the chat room, what their names are, and so on. In the chat rooms I'll be talking about, only one person can speak at a time, although if you own or rent a chat server, you can control this behaviour. You can invoke the option which is called full duplex, so that you can have several people speaking at once. But most chat rooms that I've certainly seen using the Chatterbox client actually have the ability for only one person to speak at a time. The moderator of the chat room has full control over who is in the chat room and can ban people from using it if necessary. So this very orderly manner of only one person being able to talk is very useful, and it is possible for people to form a queue as to when they should speak, so you can get in line in the chat room so that the moderator can actually come to you at a certain point. The moderator of the chat room can take control of that queue, including clearing it if necessary. There are two principal sites that I know of where visually impaired people can get together and receive a certain amount of training in different subjects from a band of volunteers who frequent the sites, and also they can get together and chat generally about all manner of subjects. The first one is a site which I've already mentioned, and that's www.audio-tips.com. You can do a lot more than chat in the various chat rooms on this site. As I've already said, you can get support. You can also read the manual online so that you can find out more information about how to enter a chat room, how to navigate around it, how to send text chat, and so on. It's all very helpful documentation written in HTML format, and it's all hyperlinked nicely. So if you wanted to get more information generally, that would be the site you would visit following this presentation. You can also test your microphone on the site very easily, and that's something we'll be talking about and demonstrating in just a moment. It does seem, though, from what I've heard, that the main site where visually impaired people seem to get together is called For the People, and that can be found at www.for-the-people.com. The For the People site have a lot of different chat rooms for specific subjects, and I'll go through some of those, but they also have a whole series of scheduled events. Near the top of their page, you'll actually find a link entitled Schedule, and you can actually get a schedule displayed to you on a weekly basis or day by day. It's a full timetable of events, and I'll go through some of the items now. For example, I'm recording this on a Sunday, and we've actually got a Christian service coming up today, which is non-denominational. There's a Braille class, so if you want to teach yourself the Braille code, then this would be the place to go. I've no idea how that's achieved, but it's actually being run by someone within the United Kingdom called Steve Pallett. Girl Chat, that's coming up this afternoon as well. That's at 5 p.m. Universal Time. Obviously, the various times are given on the schedule, and also exactly which chat room you need to go in order to participate in the session. But obviously, that's where women can get together to discuss all kinds of topics, apparently. And to counter that, there's something called Men's Night Out, which occurs at the same time as the Girl Chat session. And there's also some Bible reading going on today as well, in a programme entitled Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. Just a flavour of some other things which are coming up in the week. There's a programme called Country Corners, which takes place on a Monday afternoon at British time. So it's just not chat that goes on the For the People site. You can actually listen to country music as well. There are a few computer-related sessions spread across the week. There are various classes on learning how to use window eyes effectively. There's one just started up relating to Microsoft Word and JAWS. And there's also a session entitled PC Questions and Answers, which seems to be an open forum from what I can glean from the schedule, where obviously you can take PC-related questions to it and hopefully get your problems solved. So that's a general overview of what is available on the For the People site, and obviously do go ahead and look at the schedule. Now, I'm sure just about everyone has heard of Pulse Data International, and they've actually taken the lead in this area, and they've started to use this Chatterbox chat client to host some online training sessions themselves for people that use their products. I think this is going to be a really good thing. It's going to be a growth area, and obviously this company have seen the enormous benefits involved and are taking the lead in this area, so congratulations to them. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to www.humanware.com/chat.htm. Having just looked at the schedule, there's not a great deal going on. In fact, what has gone on is now out of date, but I would keep checking that page if I were you. If you're, for example, a Braille Note user or a user of any of the other Pulse Data products, because this is your chance to really talk to the developers of this stuff. If you're a Braille Note user, for example, and you have the new GPS attachment for the Braille Note, which we haven't covered on InfoTech yet, but which we must in the near future, you could have, on the 16th of September, for example, spoken to some of the developers behind this product and obviously conveyed to them your ideas for future development. So this is your opportunity to get familiar with the Chatterbox client so that when scheduled events come up in the future, you can take part. So how do you configure the Chatterbox client? How do you use it to its best effect? Well, I'm going to demonstrate that now. And the first thing that we have to do, of course, is to make sure that the volume of the speakers is at a comfortable level and that the microphone volume is turned up pretty much to maximum so that everybody will be able to hear what you're saying. Depending upon which version of the Windows operating system you're using will depend upon where the volume control is located. But principally, in certainly Windows 98 and Windows XP, which are the two operating systems I have, you will find it under the Programs submenu, off the Start menu. Then you need to choose Accessories, Entertainment, and Volume Control. This is not a tutorial on the volume control, we're just having a brief look at it to complete our objective, which is to turn everything up to the maximum that we can. Your screen reader may give different information to what you're going to be hearing in this program. I'm using JAWS, but I'll endeavour to tell you what some of the other screen readers do in terms of interaction with the volume control. But also you will find that there are different options available to you depending upon the sound card that you have installed on your PC. I'm using the Sound Blaster Live for this demonstration, but other sound cards may have different options available, and they may have particular limitations which do not allow you to do all the things that you would perhaps like to do with your sound card. But essentially, with all sound cards, you ought to be able to turn up the volume of the microphone and the speakers, but the order in which these items are presented, or what they may be called, may vary. If you want to adjust items in the volume control on a regular basis, it may well be worth creating a shortcut key to it. Or the other way that you can get to it, and I've already described one way, Programs, Accessories, Entertainment, Volume Control, would be to get to it from the system tray. And of course you can do that in JAWS with Insert F11, which is what I'll be doing, and in WindowEyes it's Insert S. So I'll press Insert and F11 now.
Select the system tray icon dialog.
And I'm going to press V for volume.
Volume.
And there I am. And I'm going to press Alt-D. In JAWS and WindowEyes that works. Alt-D is for a double left mouse click.
Play control dialog. Play control balance volume. Play control balance left right slider. 50%.
And the first thing that we're focused on is the main volume control for playback devices. And you heard that the first control on which we're landed is the balance control, and you'll hear JAWS is saying that's on 50%. If we tab on...
Play control volume up down slider, 100%.
It says play control volume up down slider, 100%. Now, if you're using WindowEyes, you will hear WindowEyes saying 0 of 255, which I always think is very confusing, because you would think that 0 would be the lowest number and 255 is the highest number, so it should say 255 of 255, but it doesn't. I think JAWS gives a much more sensible representation of what you can expect here. But anyway, I've got it up to its full potential, which is 100%. If you want to alter the volume level, you can use the page up and page down keys to increment or decrement the values. You can use the up and down arrow keys. You can use home to go to the top of the list, end to go to the bottom of the list. So if I just press the down arrow key now.
99%, 99%, 98%, 98%.
It takes two presses of the down arrow key in order to reduce it, so we're adjusting it very finely. But I want to get to the top anyway.
100%.
And that's the volume turned up to its maximum position. Now we're just going to bring up the menu bar.
Menu bar. Options.
With the Alt key and just arrow up.
Menu active. Properties. R.
We'll get to that.
Exit. X. Advanced controls checked. A.
And you'll hear that JAWS is saying advanced controls checked. That is very important. And I'll show you why when we get around to selecting the recording properties, because it could be beneficial when it comes around to adjusting the volume for the microphone, which is what you need to do. So if it's not saying checked, you need to press Enter at this stage to check it. Because it is saying checked, I can arrow back down.
Exit. Properties.
To the properties, which is what I want. I'll press Enter.
Leaving menus. Properties dialog. Mixer device combo box. SB Live.
And it's the Sound Blaster Live card that I've got, and there's only one item in this list because there's only one sound card in the computer. I'm going to tab to the next pair of important options.
Adjust volume for playback radio button checked.
And the first item is adjust volume for playback, which we've already done. I'm going to arrow down.
Adjust volume for recording radio button checked.
We are now focused on adjust volume for recording, which is what we want. But there is a third and final stage process here, which I'm going to tab to.
List view. Not selected, not checked. CD audio. 1 of 9.
And the first item is saying CD audio is not checked. Okay, so we won't be seeing the CD audio volume in the recording properties in a moment.
Check line-in.
The line-in option is checked.
Check microphone.
And the one that we're looking for is microphone, and that is checked. If your screen reader says unchecked, you need to press the space bar to check that. because clearly you need to see the microphone volume levels. We're now going to tab.
OK button.
Because we know that the important things are selected. I'll press Enter.
Record control dialog. Line and balance volume. Line and volume of the slider. 100%.
Most people will not be worried about the line in at this stage, unless you're planning to do what I do, and that is use my sound mixer to communicate with people using the Chatterbox client. I connect my sound mixer to the line in socket on the Sound Blaster Live, and I actually feed the microphone off that. It's fantastic quality audio. I'm able to get a lot more volume by increasing the volume on the sound mixer, and people can hear me a lot clearer. But it's not something that you have to do, but I'm just telling you, if you do have that option, you might like to go down that route.
Select checkbox checked. All yes.
Consequently, the line-in option is checked on my sound card. But if we're just adjusting the volume for the microphone, and you want the microphone selected, obviously the line-in will more than likely be unchecked.
Microphone volume of the slider, 99%.
That microphone volume is at 99% for some reason. I'm just going to press the up arrow key here.
100%.
To make it 100%, and I'm going to tab.
Select checkbox not checked. All yes.
And if we wanted to make sure that the microphone was active, we could press the space bar.
Checked.
To check it. If we tab again.
Advanced button. All the.
We get to an advanced button. And we've had an impact on this because we selected the advanced controls when we brought up the menu bar a little while ago. Had you not done this, the advanced button wouldn't have been available to you, but since it is, we can press enter on it.
Advanced controls for microphone dialog. These settings can be used to make fine adjustments to your audio. Other controls, one mic boost 20 dB checkbox checked. Alt 1.
That went a bit fast, but essentially what it was saying is that you can make fine adjustments to the audio, and there is a boost by 20 dB option, and that checkbox is checked. If you're not getting very good volume out of your microphone when you're talking to people, you might want to come in here, into the advanced options, if they're available to you, and make sure that that checkbox is checked. Because if it is, that'll give you an extra little bit of volume that you might be grateful for. I'll just tab.
Close button.
To the close button and press enter.
Advanced button. All the.
And we're back to where we were. So we've adjusted the volume levels for the speakers and also the microphone. That was a very quick little tour of the Windows volume control. In fact, it wasn't really a tour. It just accomplished what we needed it to do. In terms of Howland Supernova's interaction with the volume control, it's actually very, very good. And you get all the sliders spoken together with the various checkboxes, and the advanced controls option is spoken as well. It's either selected or unselected. It behaves just like Jaws in respect of the volume control. When you arrow up and down the sliders, you're going to get the volume level spoken as a percentage. So it does really well.
Welcome to For the People. This is Jennifer. We have classes, fun events, discussions, but most importantly, we have great people just like you.
The Chatterbox chat client is very easy to install. When you press enter on a link to enter a chat room for the first time, you will be invited to download and install the chat client to your computer, which takes very little time indeed. It's a very small program, and even on a 56K modem, it'll only take a few seconds. You will be asked whether you would like to install the program, and obviously you can press enter or the space bar on a yes button, or just press Y, whichever you prefer. It may be an OK button, I can't quite remember which, but the message will certainly be clear. And that will confirm that you want to go ahead with the installation. If you are running a firewall, then for the first time, you may be asked whether, obviously, you would like to create a rule in your firewall so that it always allows the Chatterbox client to go through. Perhaps firewalls is something that we should talk about at some time. There are all sorts of permutations of things we could do off this, aren't there? But that's certainly what you would want to do. Obviously, once the client has been installed, you can begin to chat with friends, colleagues, and trainers. Prior to entering any chat room to converse with people, really you should make sure that your microphone is working properly so that you know that when you do enter the chat room and the moderator or somebody notices that you're there, because they will notice that you're there, and we'll come to that, they will obviously invite you to speak, and if there's no audio output from you, they're going to get a little bit frustrated, understandably, because they know that you're there, but you're not speaking. So you need, ideally, to test your microphone first, and also it will be a good opportunity to test the volume level of your speakers as well. I know we've adjusted it, but just to make sure that the audio input from the Chatterbox client is there and it's comfortable for your listening. In order to do that, you can go to a link which is right near the top of the audiotips.com page, and it's called Test Your Microphone. We're not actually going to go through the process of installing the Chatterbox client because I've got it installed on my computers, but certainly I'm going to take you through how you would test your microphone to make sure that it's working. It's also worth pointing out that before you enter any of the chat rooms on Audio Tips and for the people, you need to register. There are links to sign up for the service, and it doesn't cost you anything, obviously, but to register on each of those sites, which are correctly labelled and prominently displayed. You need to go through this so that they have an idea as to who is using the services. Don't worry, you don't have to give too much personal information away, just your name and your email address and so on. The site organisers will then send you a password that you can use, and it's just, as I say, to keep track of who's using the service. So the first thing I'm going to do then is to test the microphone, and I'll do that by logging on to the audiotips.com website.
Page has two headings and 16 links. Yes.
Okay, and if we look at the first link on the page...
Sign up here, it's free. Link.
Sign up here, it's free. So if you do want to start participating in Audio Tips chat rooms, you would need to do that.
Test your mic here, link.
Now, for reasons which I won't go into, I'm actually going to test a microphone which is not going to be particularly good quality, but which will nevertheless serve a purpose in terms of the recording of this article. So I'm going to press Enter to activate the Test Your Microphone link.
Test your mic here link. Chat client. Chat client dialog. Enter information dialog. Please enter your screen name. Please enter your screen name edit. Ryan.
And it's first of all asking for the screen name. Clearly, if you'd not entered this room before, you would need to enter something into this edit field. As it is, it's remembered that I've previously entered the word Brian, so that's okay. I can just tab to the OK button and press Enter, and I'll be in the chat room. But before I do, I better explain what's going to happen when we get in there. In order to talk in the chat room, you press the left control key. You will then hear a beep from the computer sound card. That is your cue to start talking. You then say what you have to say and let go of the control key. In a normal chat room, other people will know that you've finished, because obviously there will be dead silence, and then it will be their turn to talk. In the echo room, which is what we're going to test our microphone in, you will hear your voice being echoed back to you. If the results are satisfactory, in other words, if you can hear yourself loud and clear, then it's safe to say that you'll be able to participate in chat rooms with no problem. If it's not, then you may need to make adjustments to the volume level and so on. As I say, don't expect miracles with this microphone, but with all that said, I'm going to tab
OK button
to the OK button and press Enter.
Type text below. Hit Enter to send. Edit.
I wouldn't worry about that. I'm going to hold down the control key. This is a test.
This is a test.
Actually, it's better than I thought it would be. But it sounds a little bit telephony, doesn't it? Normally, when I communicate by audio, it doesn't sound like that. But this is a standard household microphone. Couldn't have cost more than a couple of pounds. Yet, although the quality is a bit like a telephone, you can hear it loud and clear, can't you? And another test.
And another test.
Okay, so I'm going to come out of this chat room at this point with Alt F4.
The audio tips...
because there would be other people probably wanting to test their microphone as well. and they might start talking, so we're not going to do that. In fact, to avoid that and to explore the chat client more fully, I've gone into my own training room. And if I just read the title bar here with JAWS, insert T in window eyes, it's Control-Shift-T.
Title equals Brian Hartman Training.
It says title equals Brian Hartman Training. The window should be maximized, especially if you're using set files or scripts. So if you're not sure if it's maximized, you need to press Alt and Space, followed by X, just to make sure. I'm going to talk about the different configuration files in a moment that you can purchase or get for free. But if you're using the WindowEyes set files that are available, if you're not getting the speech that you should, you need to activate the reset option from the file menu to reset the screen to its default layout. You then need to exit the chat room with Alt-F4, and then you should be back on the web page from which the chat room derives. You then need to re-enter on the link, in other words, re-enter the chat room, and all should be well. You should be getting the speech that you need. So let's explore some of the things that you can do. Obviously, as I've already said, you can use your screen reader's review cursor in order to get this information. You can invoke that if you need to, for example, the JAWS cursor, the WindowEyes cursor, or the virtual focus mode in HAL or Supernova. And you can get information such as how many people are in the room. You can find out the name of the person speaking. That is always the top name in the list of users that are frequenting the room. Because if you have a look with your review cursor, you can find a list of people's names, and it's always the top one, the one that is speaking. You can also find out your connection status. That is actually reported on the status line, and it's either something like excellent or good. So obviously, if it's excellent, you know that you're getting very good throughput, and there's no breakup involved at all. And you'd certainly get that if you were using broadband connection. You can also interact with a particular user. If you saw that I was in the room, you could place your review cursor on my name. You could then do a right click on that name, and that will bring up a context menu. And you could do things, for example, like share a file with a person if you wanted to, and various other options. Now, in the scripts that I'm using, which I've created, you can actually press a hotkey to do that, and that is Alt-L. If I press Alt-L now...
Moving to list of people in the room. List 1, list view. Not selected Brian. 1 of 1.
It says Brian, 1 of 1, because I'm the only person in the room. But I'm not selected, so I just need to press down arrow here.
Brian.
And now I can press Shift and F10, because that's how I've set it up.
Context menu. Share application unavailable. S.
You can share an application.
Send file unavailable. F.
Send file.
Send web page unavailable.
A lot of these things are going to be unavailable, of course, because I'm the only person in the room, so there'd be no point in sending it to myself.
View home page unavailable.
So there are some of the things that you can do. We'll just back out of here with the escape key.
Context menu share application. Leaving menus.
So although there are a few things that you can do, you can tell it's a very simple client, and it's very easy to use, because really, if you're just sitting talking to somebody, you won't be viewing a lot of these options anyway, but they are there if you want to get into that. One thing that is good to be able to do, and you can view this with your review cursor if you want to, you can view the messages which actually do come in. Now, a lot of these are status messages, and again, these are controllable. For example, with configuration files that are active, either with JAWS or WindowEyes, they cause certain parts of the screen to be red. So, for example, when someone actually enters a chat room, your screen reader will say, Brian Hartgen has entered the chat room. Now, if you don't have configuration files, set files or scripts installed, you can still get that information by viewing the contents of the screen with your screen reader's review cursor. But if you have them installed, then obviously it comes pretty much automatic. You can also have a sound which plays every time someone enters the the chat room or leaves it. But these status messages do appear if you've got that option set within the options menu of the chat client. Now, since I recorded this article for InfoTech, technology has moved on, as it invariably does, and there have been some small changes to the Chatterbox client interface, and one of them actually relates to these incoming messages. What you can do is you can place the screen reader's review cursor on a part of the screen where the messages have started to arrive, and you can press the left mouse button. What happens then is that you're taken into an HTML type environment. You can then use your screen reader's virtual cursor, or MSAA mode for example, just as you would be able to do on a web page, and you can browse through the incoming messages, either the status messages or the messages that have come in from other users, because as I've already said, with the Chatterbox client you can text chat as well. So you're able to do all the things that you would normally be able to do on a web page. You can copy text to the clipboard if you want to by selecting and copying in the normal way. You can use your screen reader's say all mode, should you really want to, to listen to the messages, although I really can't envisage a situation where you'd be really wanting to listen to the messages all in one go. Or you can browse through them with the arrow keys. We need to talk a little bit about text chat, and in so doing, I can demonstrate this HTML environment. There are two lists that you can activate. That's important to stress first of all, and it's an important point that people do miss. There is a list of users with whom you can interact, which I've already discussed. There is also a list of people to whom you can send text messages. One of the items in the list is entitled All Users. So if you select that option, you will be sending messages to everybody in the chat room. Alternatively, you can select an individual user in the room to whom to send a message. So it's quite important to distinguish the difference, really, between these two lists. You can get to the first list that I was talking about for interaction purposes by pressing the left mouse button on the top name in the list of users, and I was talking about this earlier on, wasn't I? The other list can be activated by pressing the left mouse button in another part of the screen. There is an item in every chat room, and it's called Send to All Users, which is what I was just talking about. If you do a left click there, that will bring up a combo box as opposed to a list view, which comprises the other list. You can use the up and down arrow keys in the normal way with the PC cursor to select either all users or an individual user. Now, in my scripts, and I'm sure in a lot of other scripts, all this information, in other words, moving between the two lists and activating them and so on, these features are all controlled by hotkeys, but I'm letting you know that you can use the mouse movement keys of your screen reader to do exactly the same thing. I'm using JAWS 4.5 here, and what I'm going to do first of all is to send a text message, and I'm going to route the JAWS cursor to the PC cursor first of all, but as I say, it really doesn't matter which screen reader you're using.
Route JAWS to PC.
And now I'm going to use the up and down arrow keys in order to look for this all users item.
Send to all users, scroll down, simple close button unavailable.
That's the one I want. Send to all users.
Send to colon all users.
There it is, you see.
All.
So now I can press the left mouse button.
Left mouse button. Send to edit combo. All users. One of two.
I can activate the PC cursor.
PC cursor.
And scroll up and down with the up and down arrow keys.
Brian.
So we've got all users and Brian. So if I want to send a message to myself, I can do that by hitting the down arrow key in the list here, and then pressing the tab key.
Type text below. Hit enter to send. Edit.
And I'm in the edit field, ready to type the message. If I wanted all users, I would have selected all users and tabbed, and here I would be, and I could send a message. Now I'm going to type a message. I'm going to type This is a test. And when I've typed the message, I'm going to press enter.
Brian, this is a test.
And you heard being echoed back there, Brian, this is a test. That is my JAWS scripts that are doing that. If you didn't have configuration files installed into your screen reader, you probably wouldn't hear anything being echoed back to you. In fact, I'm sure you wouldn't. But now what we can do is, if we want to focus on this HTML environment, I can activate the JAWS cursor again.
JAWS cursor.
And we can explore the screen here.
Brian, this is a test.
And there I found, Brian, this is a test. So I can focus on that.
Is this left bracket, Brian, right bracket?
Okay, we got left bracket, Brian, right bracket, which is the author name. I can press the left mouse button.
Left mouse button.
And now I can go back to the PC cursor.
Virtual PC cursor.
Except it's the virtual PC cursor, and we can start having a look here.
Blank. Brian, this is a test.
Okay, and we're in the virtual cursor mode.
This is a test.
Okay, except that when I'm pressing control and left arrow, it's going bleep. and I shouldn't really be doing that because, of course, the left control key is the key being used to activate the microphone. But you can see how useful that is. If you want to return to the typing window, you can press F11.
Type text below. Hit enter to send. Edit.
In various bunches of scripts that are available, you can do all sorts of clever things, like, for example, you can repeat the last message that came in from a user. You can repeat the last status message and all those kinds of things. You don't have to do all those little things with the left mouse button and so on. For example, if we want to repeat the last message from a user, we can do that.
Brian, this is a test.
And it says, Brian, this is a test, automatically.
Hi, my name is Steph. Known to everyone as Steffi Girl. I'm from New Zealand, and I'd like to share with you the site that I found. It's called For the People. We have many rooms on For the People. Some rooms, you have to kind of behave yourself, but guess what? There are rooms in there where you can just be yourself. And I think that's cool. So, come on in and check it out.
Let's talk about where you can get the various scripts and set files from. Well, first of all, the WindowEyes set files have been created by Jim Ruby, and they're free of charge. They enable lots of these different things to happen. In fact, in some respects, they go further than the JAWS scripts, because the WindowEyes set file will automatically announce the name of the person speaking at the time they begin speaking. And the JAWS scripts, I don't think any of the JAWS scripts from the different sources will do that. So there's an advantage that WindowEyes certainly has there. They're available from my site if you go to the webpage www.hartgen.org.uk/chat.html. You can find out about my online training classes and lots of other information about using the Chatterbox client and the best ways of setting it up, very similar to what I've been describing here. You'll also have links to other sources of JAWS scripts, which I'm going to tell you about, because there are some JAWS scripts available from myself. These are £3 or $5. There are also some scripts by Jim Snowbarger at www.snowmanradio.net. Those scripts are $20, and Jim will need your JAWS serial number in order to get an authorized copy of the scripts. But they contain some really cool features as well. All these scripts and set files have advantages and disadvantages. They all have different features and different ways of conveying the same information, essentially. But go to Jim's site. There is a direct link off my site to get to the Chatterbox scripts page. Steve Shepherd has also produced some JAWS scripts for the Chatterbox client. You can get those from www.vocalcomputing.com. And again, there is a direct link from my site to his scripts. There is a bit of a disadvantage with these scripts particularly. They do contain some really good features, but even the demo scripts arrive in a self-extracting file. And what they will do is they will go ahead and install the scripts into every single version of JAWS that you have on your machine, whether you like it or not. And this caused a real problem for me, actually, because I have at least 5 or 6 copies of JAWS in different states on my machine, and this corrupted some files. Fortunately, I had a backup of them, but I like to be in control of things happening on my computer, and this gave me a distinct lack of control. But anyway, they're available, and as I said, they've all got some really nice features. So check out those resources if you're serious about this online chat. So I've now got 2 computers set up, one running JAWS, one running WindowEyes, and I'm going to, first of all, log into the chat room using WindowEyes, and I'm going to stay in there, and then I'm going to log in on the other computer so that you can hear, hopefully, the fact that I've entered the chat room. Right, so I'm about to enter the chat client now on the second computer. I'll press enter now.
Brian Python has joined the chat room. Welcome to Brian Python training.
Okay, so we got a little noise there, and it said Brian Hartgen has entered the chat room. And then it said Brian Hartgen training, which is the title of the room. So there we are. I'm now going to exit the chat room with Alt F4 on the second computer.
Brian Hartgen has joined the chat room. Brian Hartgen has left the chat room.
Okay, it said Brian Hartgen has joined the chat room first, which was the first message, but then after that it said Brian Hartgen has left the chat room. So at least you got an idea as to what to expect there. Let's have a look at some of the options which you can change within the Chatterbox client. I'll bring up the menu bar now.
F equals file filter.
And we've got the file menu. But that's not what I'm particularly interested in at this stage. I'm going to right arrow.
O equals options filter.
It's the options menu where the most configuring can be done. So I'll press down arrow to enter the options menu.
P equals text options. Alt Shift O.
The first item here is text options, where you can change things like the background color and the font size of the text that you're typing.
Audio filter.
The audio options is a sub-menu, so this will be quite useful to look at.
I equals increase mic gain, Alt Shift G.
I'm not going to explore all the options here, but one of them is increase mic gain, so that would be quite useful if the volume isn't sufficient.
D equals decrease mic gain, Alt G.
Decrease mic gain.
C equals increase speaker volume, Alt Shift S.
Increase the speaker volume.
R equals decrease speaker volume, Alt S.
Decrease the speaker volume.
U equals mute mic disable control, F10.
Mute the microphone. So those are some of the options that you can play around with if you want to.
Menu closed.
I'll just back out of that menu.
A equals audio doorbell, Alt D checked.
There's an item in the options menu called audio doorbell, and you'll notice WindowEyes is saying it's checked. If you want to uncheck it, you can press enter, and you did hear the audio doorbell when I entered and left the chat room a moment ago, and the audio doorbell WAV files, actually, for those who like to play around with these things, are contained within the C:\ chatterbox directory. I think there's one called enter and one called leave.wav. If you want to change those to something of particular value to yourself, then you can do that. But those are the default WAV files in there. So if that is checked, that's what will happen. When someone enters or leaves the chat room, you'll hear one of those WAV files.
T equals text doorbell, Alt Shift D checked.
And the text doorbell, that is the little message that you get that says, for example, Brian Hartgen has left the chat room or has entered the chat room. So if you have that unchecked, and you can do that by, again, pressing enter, you won't get those messages. And those are all the options I want to examine at the moment. If you want to escape out of a chat room, by the way, you don't have to Alt F4 out of it if you don't want to. You can press the escape key, and that does the same job. It closes the chat room down.
Hello, welcome to Audio Tips. We're glad you stopped by today and are pleased you'd like to join our community. Audio Tips is a family-friendly community, and we'd like to ask your help in keeping it that way. When entering our chat rooms, please use your real name. Nicknames and handles aren't conducive to getting to know one another, and we'd really like to get to know the people behind the voices. We'd also like to ask that you keep your conversation profanity and harassment free. The rooms of Audio Tips are open to all, young and old alike, so please keep that in mind when conversing with your friends or family. Welcome. Thank you for joining our community. We really look forward to getting to know you.
One thing we haven't actually looked at yet is physically how to get into the various chat rooms. On both sites, For the People and Audio Tips, it's pretty much the same. I'm sitting on the For the People homepage at the moment, and interestingly, when you log on to this page, you actually get a brief message from one of the For the People users, which welcomes you to the website. I'm going to start tabbing through the links now.
In protection link. Site policies link. Join link.
There's the join link, which you would need to invoke first of all.
Chat rooms link.
And there's the chat rooms link. On the Audio Tips site, it's called the Members Only Talk Rooms. I'm going to press enter on that.
Page has one link. Please enter your For the People user ID and password and then click the login button.
Okay, so here's where you need to enter your username and password. Now, if you have the save password in your password list checkbox checked, then you won't have to enter these details other than the first time, and I have, so I can tab through.
User ID edit. Password edit. Save this password in your password list checkbox checked. Login button.
And there's the login button. I'll press enter.
Page has two frames, one heading and 106 links. Private.
Now, as you can hear, this is a fairly big page. There are two frames. The first frame contains a list of the people currently online, currently talking away in the various chat rooms. The second frame contains a list of the chat rooms. If you're going to meet anyone specific on any of these sites, it's probably a good idea to drop them an email first and let them know which chat room you're going to be in and at what time, so that you're not hunting around all over the place, as you've heard there's a lot of chat rooms, to try and find them. Establish a meeting point to begin with. Let's have a look and see who's online at the moment. It's actually early in the morning now, at the continuation of this recording, and there's probably not too many people online, but we'll have a look.
Fiddler Green, two participants.
Okay, the first thing it says here is Fiddler's Green, which is the name of the chat room. They all have fairly wacky names. Two participants. And I've got to say that whoever is designing this For the People website is extremely good with language, because the names of the chat rooms and also the description that goes along with each chat room is very well composed indeed, actually. But let's just arrow down here.
Trouble.
This is the one thing I don't like about the For the People site, which Audio Tips doesn't allow, actually, and that is that people can use all sorts of aliases instead of their real names. So you don't actually know, unless you become familiar with their particular alias or fiction name, who is actually on the site. It's a little bit annoying, that, actually, and it's a little bit secretive, which is something I don't actually like. But anyway, the first one is called Trouble, whoever he may be, or she.
Indy.
And Indy is the second one in that chat room.
Blank. T for 2-1 participants.
The next chat room, which has got somebody in, is T for 2. But obviously they're not having that, because there's only one participant.
Johnny 5. Blank. Total participants equals 3.
Okay, and then we have the total number of participants altogether. And that is the end of that frame.
Locator frame end.
And now we go on to the next frame.
Blank. Chat frame.
And it's the chat frame, and here we have the list of rooms. I'll let you hear some of these.
Link. Tech Talk need help, come on in. Link. Noah's Ark, all creatures great and small, let's talk about them all. Link. You can learn classes for fun, life and profit. Link. The Shack Amateur, old time and short wall radio chat. Link. Disability Forum, all aspects of living with disabilities. Link. Paw Partners Service Dog Chat. Link. The Playground, hey kids, come on in. Link. Team Talk 13 to 19, this is your turf. Link. Hands Around the World Student Chat. Link. Games People Play Gamers Room. Link. Sports for Sports Lovers. Link. The Biz Taking Care of Business. Link. Play the Gensam Chat on Music with Audio Clips. Link. The Senior Center, Goldie Oldies, come on in. Link. Dennis's Classroom, Surefire Adventures in Learning. Link. Mr. Taylor's Classroom, Learn All About Window Eyes with Carlos. Link. Mr. Kant's Classroom, Mr. Kant will show you that you can. Link. Mr. Farina's Classroom, Learning Word 2000 with JFW, Closed Class. Link. Mr. Pellet's Classroom Braille Power. Empower your life with Braille. Link. Parker's Classroom. Parker makes learning fun with his relaxed style. Link. Coffee shop adult moderated. Grab some Java and join the conversation. Link. Hey Sarah, Sarah adult moderated. Laid back and relaxed adult chat. Link. Affection connection adult moderated. The single mingle. Link. Venus adult uncensored. For women only.
Okay, I'm sure you get the idea. So there's quite a few chat rooms there, and go ahead and explore those. As I said back at the beginning of this item, I'm now going to start offering online training classes myself. I think this is going to be great because it will make training more affordable for people, and you'll be able to get access to the classes you want. When I've given presentations before, some people have not been able to attend due to geographical reasons. Now, all that's in the past. If you'd like more information about this, you can visit the URL I gave earlier, which is www.hartgen.org.uk/chat.html. Feel free to check this page regularly for the latest schedule of classes. As well as hearing the presentation on the subject, you'll be in a very relaxed atmosphere with plenty of opportunity to ask questions. You'll also be able to download a recording of the class afterwards in an MP3 file for reference. Obviously, this is an experiment, but I do hope it's going to break down the training barrier for people. I'm told it's always useful to discuss the subject being taught with someone, and this is a way that you can do that. Let's finally then talk about the number of people who currently use this chat client. The figures are actually very low in comparison to the number of people who could potentially derive benefit from it. The For the People site is certainly the most popular, but even with that, the highest number of people I've ever seen using the client at one time is about 23. There are all sorts of reasons for this. The time difference between the different countries is one of them. But it's also about a lack of education as to how useful talking using the internet can be. Hopefully, this article has gone some way towards educating potential users, and I'd recommend that people do give it a try. What more can I say? The more people who do try it, the more likely it is that you'll find someone to converse with who interests you.